Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennetts Green.
And it has been in the news over the last couple of weeks or so. And I know what it's like. You get on YouTube and you have a look. And it's all very well to have a little bit of a laugh at someone else's expense. But you're left scratching your head. Men and fire. It just seems we can't seem to get it sorted out. And more people, caveman could, but we can't. More and more people are deciding to take their events outdoors for winter. Greg Windy at Fire and Rescue New South Wales Zone Commander for the Lower Hunter. Greg, nice to talk to you this morning. We're talking about accelerants and basically how we can safely light a fire, because it's true, isn't it? More and more people decide they don't want to let winter keep them inside.
Yes, that's right, mate. Unfortunately, some people in their desperation to light fires, particularly if they're outside and maybe a campfire situation, they might be tempted to use an accelerant, such as then the common fuels that you have around the home, such as petrol and kerosene and metho. Unfortunately, it's the vapors that can be released off those products that, while people then have poured them over the wood or sticks that they're trying to light, that can then actually ignite whilst they're trying to light the match, so to speak, and then flash back and actually burn themselves.
It's the words you don't want to hear, and there's always some guy, and I say guys because it's generally us, that'll come along and go, get out of the way, I'll get it moving along. And you know they're the words that you just don't want to hear. You've got to be patient, don't you?
Yes, and that's another thing they'll do. You might actually have a campfire or bonfire burning, and then in their thoughts, they thought, oh, like you just mentioned, they'll throw some accelerant onto the fire to make the fire flare up. And again, as they do that, in the motion of throwing it, again, the fire can flash back onto their hands and onto the fuel canister that they have in their hands, and can cause some very nasty burns.
And that's the point. We make light of it, but every year a large number of people are seriously burnt. So when it comes to accelerants, what's the rule of thumb? Don't use them?
Don't use them to light fires. That's basically, don't use them. Use the approved methods. I mean, there's the old-fashioned method of using scrunched up newspaper and twigs and all that, but there are obviously nowadays you can purchase them from any sort of grocery store, fire starters, there's various brands where you can just safely light them with a match and then just put the fuel over the top of them, and they'll then get the fire going for you.
So like the little lucifer blocks?
Yes, those type.
Okay, so that's outside, so there you go. So the word is, do not use accelerants, go back to the old ways, some paper, some kindling, some twigs, gradually get the wood a little bit better, a little bit bigger. What about indoor fireplaces? What are some of the things that people should do on a regular basis to make sure that their chimneys are A-OK?
They should. Everyone who has an indoor fireplace should actually have their chimney swept at least once a year.
Someone who knows what they're doing.
Chimney sweepers. So that's just the basic annual maintenance they should do. Then obviously clean out their fireplaces and the firebox on a regular basis. Check it in just an overall condition that's not rusting out or there's not broken glass and things like that. For actual open fires, there should be a spark arresting screen in the front. And then again, obviously, it's like lighting a fire outside. You place, whether it's scrunch up pieces of newspaper and light kindling wood, or those fire starters, you then basically ignite the fire, adult supervision, and then either shut the door or place the screen in front.
Yeah, and be very careful of the wood you burn as well. We've got to be mindful of the treated pine.
Yes, absolutely. You should only be burning clean, typically hardwood or softwood timbers that have not painted or been treated with any chemicals.
Yeah, it's common sense, but every year it must just leave you and your men and women scratching your heads that the message doesn't seem to get through.
Yes. And look, it's always wise to, when you are having a fire indoors, that there is some ventilation inside the house too. And just that you don't place any combustible materials near the actual fireplace. You do keep a safe working space around the fire to stop anything from being ignited from the radiant heat.
And keep an eye on the pets and the kids. Greg, thanks very much for your time this morning. I know it is common sense, but it's the time of the year and it doesn't hurt, because I can say it, but it's when you come in that you know what you're talking about. So thanks for your time.
That's all right. Especially this weekend coming, where the weather will be wet, people will be tempted to probably light their fires, their indoor fires and so forth.
Yeah, just take it careful. Greg, thanks very much for your time. Greg Whitney at Fire and Rescue New South Wales Zone Commander for the Lower Hunter.
2NURFM 103.7.